Okay, hi. So here's the situation. This was not meant to be the very, very beginning of this amazing podcast, but I happened to be cleaning up my bathroom because, just shit happened. Like, literally, But it's all good now, like, I'm almost done cleaning up. The chemicals hurt so much, like, my throat kind of burns. But that just means that I'm cleaning my insides too, so it's okay. So this was supposed to start, as a nice introduction, but here I am cleaning up, mopping the floor. I was supposed to talk about this amazing movie as once shared by a wonderful lesbian, the only lesbian I can probably talk to. Her name is Sarah, by the way. Hi, Sarah. She's not here, by the way. She could not make it because I did not tell her that I want her in here. I don't want her to be in my space. Anyways, so in a bit, I will be talking about The Love Witch, by the way, and maybe talk about my love life and how bad it is because it's just funny. It's laughable, honestly, and I can laugh about it because it's just funny. So yeah, this is it. This is the start. And if you expected more, well, I'm sorry, but that's not my problem. So I have to go finish cleaning up, and then I'll be back with this amazing review. So I recommend you get some popcorn, or I don't like popcorn because it gets stuck in my throat and I choke. So maybe just a nice snack. And prepare to be entertained because this is it. This is how entertainment it works. This is just shit, okay? This is just the bad stuff. And usually people like, they like the bad stuff. So, okay, yeah, I've been talking too long. Oh, before I go, also another quick note. A good thing about this is that if people want to shut me up, they can just pause me or just, leave. So I don't have to be interrupted for, once in my miserable life. Oh, quick story, by the way. I was with my niece, who's older than me, which is weird. Okay, rude. So I was talking, and my timer kind of just stopped the recording, so here I am. So anyway, back to my niece, who is older than me. She had like a little friend thing for college applications. It was like a little a workshop, but not as miserable. And she had a friend who was trying to talk over these people. Well, she was just trying to talk in general, but no one was like trying to care, So I was like, well, I get this chick. I don't want to help her because I want her to feel what I feel. And yes, that is kind of bad, but you know what? It's a pretty harsh world out there. And I'm still scrubbing the floor with this Swiffer. So not even the good kind too. It's not even the fancy kind that sprays and shit. Like, no, I'm just wiping and swiping like a freaking peasant. So, yeah, I gotta finish this and I'll be back with the movie review. So, please pray for me because I'm supposed to be eating breakfast right now, but no, so much stuff happened so early in the morning that I'm just over it. So, yeah, here's a brief intermission. Enjoy the very, very soothing sounds of music, whatever music track I choose, and I'll be back. So, oh, fuck. Yeah, bye.
Hey girly, what's up?
Oh, would you look at that? Sarah says hi. How great is that? Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, I still feel dizzy, so yeah, at the moment I just saw something weird. It was just something moving. Okay, never mind. Anyways, I am currently cleaning out some believed spider eggs. I don't know if I just don't know what it is because I took a picture and I sent that to my mom. She's like, ooh, like clean it away, like kill it with freaking Clorox. And oh God, yeah, I don't feel good. Anyway, And then she sends me the freaking barf emoji, which does not help me because I'm like really confused as to what I'm looking at here. I thought it was coffee grinds because that, you know, maybe my mom put something there to, I don't know. I don't know. She's weird. So then I look at the coffee grounds. I'm like, yeah, this is not it. It looks kind of different. So I'm just so confused. And my stomach hurts, but like not like a, ooh, I ate bad stuff. But like it's like a, ooh, like I kind of inhaled too much. I was cleaning for a little too long there in the bathroom because you know my vent does not work that well. So yeah, it that explains why I don't feel good. So many things went wrong. I didn't have a bite to eat yet because I've been focused on cleaning because I feel like sewage. Like I just feel so disgusting. I'm gonna take a nice shower and then I'm gonna eat finally and then. What if I barf it up though? Because I don't feel good. Like, I'm like, I feel really, really bad. Just not good. Just, I feel like the pits, you know? The freaking strawberry pits. That's not a thing, I know, but I don't feel good, so you can get off my back now. Thank you so much. Anyways, this is where, like, the real intermission should begin, you know? Like, where, like, the music and then the actual review of the movie. So, yeah, enjoy. Fuckers, I fucking hate myself. I kind of feel dizzy from the cleaning chemicals, so. So, meanwhile, at 4:54, Adam just called me a flake. I'm having breakfast right now, and yes, breakfast. I'm super sore from cleaning for about, well, over 3 hours, and I'm so tired. Anyway, so you're here for a very, very fun movie review. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you, sis, or sisters, brothers, whoever the fuck you are, but I'm gonna treat myself at the same time while I'm talking to y'all about this movie, The Love Witch, by the way. So if you just hear some like chomps and nomps and whatever chewing, you know, chewing sounds, So, like, just don't be concerned. Like, that's just me eating some hash browns, eggs, and some freaking pancakes. So, So, I like to start off with. Hold on, I need some water. Oh, okay. Okay. So, you know this bite you just heard right now? I just realized that's the first bite of food I've had all day. Like, I'm not even joking. I didn't have anything until now. It's almost 5. I woke up at like 10-ish. So, yeah, I'm a starving hoe. Anyways. So, I'll just give you a quick little summary of this movie. This is also based off of my memory. Like, I don't have. Pretty much, I don't have most of the movie in my head, so some things I may be describing will be wrong. So, yeah, enjoy. So, we see this bitch who's the Love Witch, by the way, in all red. She's driving a car in broad daylight, and she gets pulled over by this cop who, get this, tells her. Her tail light is out, even though it's in broad daylight. Like it's pretty like light, you know. It can burn a witch, you know. So, she goes and she's like, "Oh, you know, like that was scary because I just killed my husband like a couple hours, days before, whatever. I don't know. They don't really explain this very well. The death of her husband. So she moves into this apartment, which like her other witch friend. Like she had she had connections with her, so they're like, oh, I'm gonna stay here. So, I guess the friend of the witch, not the love witch, but the friend witch. That's not the love witch. See, it's already confusing. This movie is confusing. Anyway, she's like the decorator, the interior decorator. Like she kind of decked the place out. To fit the love witch's, you know, friend to fulfill what she wants because it's her apartment. So the love witch gets there, they unpack
Not they. Well, I mean, I say they because she also brings the interior, like, designer inside, and she kind of helps, so I guess, you know, it, just go along with it. Mind you, I am tired, so get off my back, okay? Anyways, let me take a quick bite. Okay, maybe two. Oh, if you think about it, this could be like a fun mukbang slash ASMR. What? Is it called ASMR? I kind of forgot. Okay. Anyways. So, this interior designer, I'm going to call her Courtney. Because she kind of reminds me of a Courtney. You know? So, Courtney and the Love Witch. I don't remember her name. They go to, like, this tea room, and they talk about stuff, like, about love and, like, you know, what a man really wants, or, like, what love should be about. You know, very, very, very boring stuff, because love is not in my vocabulary. So, her husband, not the dead one, no, but Courtney's husband, walks in, and they say something I don't remember, and then I kind of blanked out, so... I'm gonna go, like, let's say, oh, here we go, okay, so the Love Witch is somehow in the park, in this park, you know, and so, like, she's feeding some crows or ravens, it's hard to tell, probably crows, and she spots this guy, right, so they end up meeting at his cabin, and, you know, what happens, you guess what, you know, she gets, like, pretty open about her. She just opens herself up, basically, like, literally. You don't really see much, but, you know, it's too much for me anyways, because, you know, I love Jesus. But in this process, or before I should say, she kind of drugs him, casts, like, a spell, which she hallucinates some, like, weird lights around her. Like, you know, like, the rainbow lights, whatever. You know what I mean. Just don't think about it too much. So, this potion is basically supposed to, What was that sentence? Where was her? Ah, yes, the potion. So, this potion is supposed to make him, like, very sensitive to his emotions so that they can be bonded or whatever during, the sexual intercourse, that is, it was hard to say because it was disgusting. I'm joking, it was okay, but the guy was, like, really old for her, like, he was, like, in his 60s, she looked 20, it was weird. So, that ends, but the guy is, like, he has, like, a weird hangover, you know, from the weird potion. So he's, like, crying, like, very emotional. And so the Love Witch is like, oh, what a pussy. Like, no, she literally says that. It's so funny. And then he dies. Like, he just dies. Because she goes back to the room, and he's, like, dead. So she gets, like, this potion, right? It's a different potion. It's not really a potion. It's more of, like, a protection spell thing. Or, like, you know. Because when she buries him, she puts a part of her by, like, peeing in a jar and putting a used tampon in it. Like, it's all bloodied up and stuff. And, like, some herbs. I don't know. Some witch stuff. She calls, like, a witch's jar or a witch's bottle. So, you know how it goes. So then she leaves, you know. That was, I guess, your first victim. She didn't really mean to kill him. It just happened. It was, like, that type of thing. But I don't remember what she does next, but I think she just goes back home. Oh, okay, now I remember. She plans to seduce Courtney's husband because she's on, like, her journey is to find, like, her soulmate or whatever. So she does this, but they don't really, like, it's not as explicit as as the first time, you know? So, you know, it's whatever, it happens. But then later on, he gets like also really emotional because she used the same type of like spell or potion to, you know, make him vulnerable to his emotions. So, and but he doesn't die by the potion, because he kills himself, you know? It's not really the potion's fault. It's his fault for being too weak to just, you know, and it just strengthen his emotions. Like, he's too weak. You know, people like that, like, it just, ugh. If I was ever like that, if I was ever too emotional, I would definitely do that already if I wasn't too scared, you know? Anyway, so, what happens is, long story short, she gets caught. Well, it's not that simple, because before that, she meets this very nice cop who visits her, who's, like, I think supposed to be her soulmate, because he's very, very fine. Like, I'm not going to be, like, lying. Like, he's very nice. But they become, like, weird boyfriend and girlfriend, like a type of relationship. And then it's weird how it happens. And, like, on their date or whatever you call it, like, they go horseback riding for, like, 2 minutes. And then they find their way, like, in this weird mini medieval type of festival where it turns out to be her, like, witch friends, which, I get it, no. They happen to be scattered around the film, which I forgot to mention until now. But it's not really important. They just show, oh, how she became a witch. They showed some cookies and some sausages, like, use your imagination. So after their, like, well, during their date, they become fake married, you know, like, to celebrate or to honor the love goddess, whatever, you know. But then Courtney, she's devastated because her husband died. Obviously. So for whatever reason, she goes to the Love Witch's house and she starts to look at her wig. Yes, not really a wig. It's more of a hair extension, like one long. Well, it's a type of wig. It's just like half wig, half hair extension. It's like a weird superhero. But she tries on her clothes and puts on her makeup, which is like, whoa, what is she doing? Like, she needs to slow her roll down. But then she discovers, like, weird mini shrines of the people she's done the dirty with, or will, you know, which includes her husband, the old Love Witch's husband, and the guy she was with in the cabin, the one that died from the actual potion, and I think the cop was on there, like, you know, the detective who she's with, you know, who went with her during the date. So she gets all crazy, and the Love Witch steps in. She's like, oh no, like, she just found out that, oh, you know, I did the dirty, and I killed him. So, you know, womanly things. So the dealio is she gets all upset and starts slapping the witch around, like, oh, you killed my hubby, like, you're like, why would you do that, you know, like, how could you do this to me, like, you know, stuff like that, because they were like friends for a little bit, like, for 5 minutes, but not really. And then she leaves. She's like, I'm gonna call the popo on your ass. And then she goes. And then after that, I forget, but then skip to the part, like, let's just go, like, where she ends up at a bar, like, a weird dancing bar, and the cop is there, you know, and the cop is, like, really angry because Courtney told him and his, like, you know, his crew what happened, or his squad, if you want to say that, I don't know. So then he's like, oh, you just used me, or whatever, you know, they have, like, this very touching conversation. But the employees overhear this and are like, oh, she's the witch that killed the guy and did all this bad stuff and blah, blah, blah. So then they said they're going to burn her, right? But I don't know what the definition of burn means, because the guys, they kind of tackle her down, take off her clothes, and about to do the nasty right in the middle of the bar, which is like, that's not how you burn a witch. But the cop interferes, obviously. They leave and go back to her place. They have really weird tension. I thought it was going to be like, oh, you know, they're going to make up or something. But no, she just stabs him. And that's the end. So, yeah. So, my review. That was like a weird food bubble in my throat. The end result, how I feel about this movie. The music was good. It looked cool. The actors and actresses, they were good too, I guess. It was a little boring sometimes, but, you know, it was a very artsy film. You can watch it on Amazon Prime or probably in some sketchy websites. And I mean, that's all I can really think about. So now I'm tired. This is a very messy podcast. I probably won't get better at this. So this is what you get. Hope you enjoyed it. Leave a like, pay me money, just support me in any way, because I'm gonna be broke pretty soon. And I need to provide for myself. Just, can you just give me money, please? Like, just help me, because I'm, like, so tired right now. Because I was, like, I'm so tired from the freaking cleanup. From the bathroom mess, you know? I'm exhausted. I'm in pain. I gotta go. I gotta go watch Netflix. So, yeah, bye.